You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric Rousseau here, excited to be joined by 2016 NLC San Antonio fellow Mary Ellen Belize is here. She's got some interesting things, exciting things really to share with us about their chapter's fundraiser coming up, and we'll always love touching base with our Texas crew of NLC folks, so let's get to it and stop wasting time. All right, Marilyn, I grew up in Houston, so I have mixed feelings in some ways about San Antonio, probably just based on my love of the Houston Rockets basketball team and all the San Antonio Spurs games over the years. But I won't hold it against you, but I do want to know, like, what do you feel like are the kind of misperceptions about San Antonio that people have?
Yeah, well, thank you again so much for having us on. We love to work with our fellow NLC family members across the country. And hating on the Spurs a little bit. We're five-time champions here. We're headed into the playoffs yet again, which is something that we're very proud of. So maybe we'll see you see you there. But I think, you know, San Antonio is just kind of like the Spurs. We have the same attitude in politics and locally like we do on the court. We are thoughtful, hardworking, and really methodical individuals that just like we play our basketball, we're looking to be the change makers in our community. And that's, I think, what we're looking for out of our NLC fellows. You know, the seventh largest city in the country, we're ready to do the work and we're ready to show how San Antonio is a leader in so many of those issues.
And do most of your fellows gravitate or come from certain professions, or it's pretty diverse?
Our fellows and our current cohort is very diverse. We want them to be reflective of San Antonio. And so we have folks across almost every industry. Of course, we have those folks that dabble in politics, like myself, but we see folks that are in the education space, whether they're a teacher or whether they're fighting for education equality and school finance reform. We also have folks in the tech arena, leading innovation, making the next apps that are trying to target civic innovation. We have folks that are neighborhood association presidents, in the arts, you name it, lawyers. We really have it all. And I think that's what makes us very unique.
And what do you find fellows really want to talk about this year? Institute, of course, has the general curriculum for folks that don't know. We hit general topics like communications or fundraising and offer that skill building. But each group is so different. And also when you do it, depending on what year, there's different things that are top of mind. So what kind of things have you found that your fellows wanted to chat about the most?
Yeah, well, I think right now we're at a critical time in our democracy. Now more than ever, it's important for leaders to be engaged. And here in San Antonio, there are many topics that are at the forefront of the political agenda. We are seeing thought leaders that are needed to help address transportation issues in San Antonio. As we continue to grow as a city, we need to build a multimodal strategy to address growth and congestion. We also see some of the things that our fellows are interested in are the topics that are really important right now locally, like equity. We have our mayor who has helped shine a light on equity in our community, trying to build a budget that benefits all San Antonians, no matter what zip code you live in. And so a lot of our fellows really bring unique stories of their experiences growing up in San Antonio and bring their voices to these really hot button conversations. And so we, as a chapter, are really trying to do that by lifting up those voices and recruiting more individuals to come have a seat at those tables and help San Antonio move forward.
And then what do you feel like was the main motivation after your fellowship in the inaugural class that you wanted to stick around and keep doing this?
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the main reasons is I met 13 of the most talented and amazing individuals that have become some of my greatest friends and champions of local policy. To see these thought leaders really put themselves out there, whether it's for civic innovation or tech and law, that made me want to continue doing this and continuing helping them bring about great change to our community.
Yeah. And then one of the ways we can continue doing work in San Antonio and doing it in LA is to raise money periodically every now and then. And that happens usually for us in June, but I think yours is coming up even sooner in terms of your chapter fundraiser. Get people the scoop on what's coming up with the event and what kind of things you guys are hoping to do.
So, of course, one of the best things about NLC is that we are essentially a free leadership program. We believe that there should be no barriers to getting leadership tools and leadership skills. And so one of the ways we do that is by paying it forward and raising money so we can support our chapter. We need funds to be able to fly in trainers from all across the country and bring the best industry leaders in San Antonio to meet our fellows. So on Tuesday, May 28th, we will be gathering young professionals and community members for a Rising Leaders reception in the Memorial Auditorium of the Witte Museum. You know, it only costs $30 to attend, and you can get two tickets at a discounted price of $50. And that comes with great music by a great local DJ, appetizers, drinks. But really, you know, we're asking folks to come on out and help us build our network of committed progressives that are working in neighborhoods, boardrooms, civic organizations, and, you know, every place imaginable in our city.
Yeah. And then besides keeping the institute and the training program free, what ways do you hope some of the funds will be used in the future that you raise from the event?
Yeah, well, we're hoping that the funds will be used to help us continue to build an infrastructure here. We are in our fourth year, so we're still a relatively new chapter, and we're at a very pivotal point in where to continue on the scale that we're growing, we need funds to continue to bring in some of those speakers that are maybe from out of town, industry leaders from Austin. Right up the road is our state capital, and so we'd love to be able to bring and more folks from around Texas, but also make sure that our fellows are getting all the tools that they need to succeed past the Leadership Institute.
Nice. And if folks aren't able to make the event itself, do you accept donations or other ways that they can support you?
Absolutely. You know, we're also looking for sponsors to support us at any number of our giving levels, but other ways the community can help us is by continuing to share our story. We are looking for people to be our cheerleaders, and one, they can send us individuals who may be looking for a leadership program just like this, but also talk about that there's an organization right here in San Antonio that's working right now to build this progressive movement.
Great. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about NLC San Antonio, but also what Mary Ellen does in her real life, not NLC life. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Zag. We'll be right back. Yeah, so Mary Ellen, what's your actual job? It sounds like you're very busy. People are texting you all the time. So what kind of things are you working on?
Yeah, sorry. I can't turn off the work. It's almost 24/7 with me.
That's fine.
I service...
It adds to a nice organic feel to the podcast.
I like absolutely. It. Oh, it happens around the clock, believe it or not. I'm the Deputy Chief of Staff for U.S. Congressman Lloyd Doggett. He represents communities from San Antonio to Austin. And so I am able to use my work to benefit NLC as well.
And did you always know you wanted to be in the political space working for elected folks, or how did that come to be?
I think so. I tried to resist it for a very long time, pretending I wanted to be a doctor, but I, you know, went to one of my very first rallies with my father, who took me out to a political rally for our county judge, and then later brought me along to a political rally for Bill Clinton when he came to visit San Antonio. And I pretty much knew it since then.
And then how would you describe where Texas is at politically on the spectrum now, right? I think so many people are more attuned to what's going on there with what happened with Beto and that race, and kind of really feeling the momentum. And
no,
you know, where I mentioned where I'm from in Houston, so much changed within the city, things flipping from conservative to more progressive. Just in general, if you're analyzing how the state is going or what things are looking like, how would you describe it?
Yeah, well, it's a great time to be from Texas. You know, we have two sons of Texas running for president right now. We were very fortunate that honorary national NLC co-chair Julian Castro was able to welcome our 2019 fellows class actually earlier this year at our welcome reception. And it was really great to see folks engage with him, some of them for the first time, and others have known him, you know, since he was our mayor. But I think there's a sense of excitement here, and a sense of people who really want to jump in and help. And that's, I think, why NLC is in a really great space. Our applications for the 2020 cohort are going to open next month. And it's a great way for young folks, millennials, young professionals who are looking to get involved during this really exciting time to meet us, get to know us a little bit more, and apply for the next cohort that will start next January.
Nice. I love it. Well, listen, thanks for hopping on. We appreciate it. And we'll make sure to put the link to your fundraiser in the info for this episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can catch all past episodes of The Zag at the usual places you get podcasts: Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. They're all there. There's close to maybe 120, 125 at this point. So a lot of easy, short and sweet listens for lots of awesome progressives doing things here in LA, but also all across the country. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we will catch you soon.